Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartries podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Push Unlock the Science of Fitness Motivation to Embrace Health and Longevity by Jordan D. Metzl, MD, is a health and fitness guide focused on the problem of exercise adherence. Rather than treating fitness as a matter of willpower alone, Metzl frames motivation as a trainable capacity shaped by knowledge, emotion, belief, and repeated behavior. The book sits at the intersection of sports medicine, behavioral change, and practical exercise programming. Its purpose is to help readers understand why they struggle to stay active and how they can build a more durable relationship with movement. Metzl draws on his medical background and experience with athletes to present exercise as a long-term health intervention, not simply a way to lose weight or meet short-term goals. The book combines explanation, self-assessment, a structured 4-week plan, and adaptable workouts, making it both a conceptual guide to motivation and a practical manual for creating sustainable fitness habits. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, motivation is treated as the central barrier between health knowledge and consistent exercise. A defining idea in Push is that most people already know movement is good for them. Yet knowledge alone rarely produces lasting behavior. Metzl identifies motivation as the missing link between medical advice and daily action. This distinction matters because many fitness books assume that information about calories, heart health, or muscle strength will be enough to change behavior. Push argues that the real challenge is converting awareness into repeatable choices, especially when life becomes stressful, boring, or inconvenient. The book, therefore, shifts attention from whether exercise is beneficial to why people fail to act on that benefit. This makes its framework more behavioral than purely instructional. Metzl presents motivation not as a fixed personality trait, but as something that can be understood, strengthened, and redirected. The practical implication is that inconsistency is not treated as moral failure. Instead, readers are encouraged to examine the internal and external forces that shape follow-through. This approach is useful because it addresses a common gap in health culture. People are often given prescriptions for movement without being given tools for adherence. By making motivation the primary subject, the book positions fitness as a behavioral system rather than a single act of discipline. Secondly, the knowledge, emotion, and belief model explains why exercise decisions are both rational and personal. Metzl organizes healthy motivation around three interacting ingredients: knowledge, emotion, and belief. Knowledge provides the factual basis for action, such as understanding that exercise supports cardiovascular health, mobility, strength, and longevity. Emotion gives us facts personal force, because people are more likely to act when movement connects to feelings such as confidence, energy, independence, or enjoyment. Belief is the stabilizing element, since a person must believe that change is possible and that exercise can fit into an ordinary life. The value of this model is that it avoids reducing fitness motivation to either science or inspiration. Information without emotional relevance can feel abstract, while emotion without belief may fade quickly. Belief without knowledge can also become unrealistic or poorly directed. By combining the three, Push offers a more complete account of why some people maintain exercise while others repeatedly restart. The model also explains why fear-based motivation often fails. Knowing the risks of inactivity may create urgency, but it does not necessarily create a positive, repeatable reason to move. Metzl instead emphasizes motivation that is grounded in realistic understanding, personal meaning, and confidence in gradual progress. Thirdly, the motivational spectrum self-test turns vague resistance into a specific point for intervention. Push includes a self-assessment approach that helps readers locate where they are on a motivational spectrum. The significance of this tool is not that it provides a permanent label, but that it makes motivation observable and adjustable. Many people describe themselves broadly as unmotivated, but that word can hide different problems. One person may lack confidence, another may be bored by their workouts, another may associate exercise with punishment, and another may simply have no practical plan. A repeatable self-test helps separate these barriers so that the response can be more precise. This diagnostic element gives the book a practical structure before prescribing more effort. It asks readers to identify the nature of their resistance. That makes the advice more usable than generic encouragement. The spectrum idea also implies that motivation changes over time. A reader may feel highly motivated after a medical scare, a race registration, or a new routine, then decline when novelty fades. By encouraging reassessment, the book treats motivation as dynamic rather than static. This is important for long-term health because adherence depends on adapting strategies as circumstances change, not relying on one burst of enthusiasm. Fourthly, the 4-week push plan translates motivation science into a short, repeatable behavior-building process. The 4-week push plan is the book's main bridge between theory and practice. Its importance lies in giving readers a defined period for experimentation, rather than asking them to redesign their entire life at once. A month-long structure is long enough to reveal patterns but short enough to feel manageable. The plan encourages daily attention to movement and motivation, which helps readers build consistency through repetition. In practical terms, this approach reduces the intimidation often attached to fitness change. Instead of beginning with an extreme program, the reader is guided toward small actions that can accumulate into a more stable routine. The plan also reflects an important behavioral principle: motivation often follows action rather than preceding it. Waiting to feel inspired can delay exercise indefinitely, while completing manageable sessions can create evidence that the habit is possible. By focusing on daily practice, the book reframes motivation as something maintained through contact with movement. The plan is not presented as a universal cure, and it cannot remove every barrier such as injury, time scarcity, or medical limitation. Its strength is that it gives readers a concrete framework for testing what helps them begin, continue, and recover after lapses. Lastly, the exercise blueprint emphasizes adaptable, enjoyable movement over a single ideal workout. A notable feature of PUSH is its exercise blueprint, which offers a range of strength, mobility, and flexibility options rather than insisting on one standardized routine. This matters because adherence improves when exercise can be adapted to environment, preference, and ability. Metzl's approach reflects his sports medicine orientation. Movement should support total body function and long-term resilience, not simply produce short-term intensity. The inclusion of many exercise options helps readers construct workouts that can be done in different settings and adjusted as fitness improves. Just as important is the book's emphasis on variety and enjoyment. Many people abandon exercise because it becomes repetitive, unpleasant, or linked to guilt. PUSH counters that pattern by treating fun as a serious compliance strategy, not a superficial bonus. Enjoyment makes a routine easier to repeat, while variety reduces boredom and can expose the body to different movement demands. The blueprint also supports the book's longevity theme. Strength, mobility, and flexibility are relevant to aging because they influence independence, injury prevention, and the ability to keep participating in daily life. By combining motivation with adaptable programming, the book avoids the weakness of guides that inspire action but leave readers unsure what to do next. In conclusion, PUSH is best suited for readers who understand the value of exercise but struggle to maintain it consistently. It will be especially useful for people who have cycled through short-lived fitness attempts, feel disconnected from traditional gym culture, or want a health-oriented reason to move that is broader than appearance or performance. The practical benefit is a clearer method for diagnosing motivational barriers and transitioning health intentions into daily behavior. Intellectually, the book helps readers see exercise adherence as a behavioral and emotional process rather than a simple test of discipline. Its strongest contribution is the way it links motivation science with sports medicine and practical programming. Compared with many fitness books, PUSH does not rely mainly on transformation rhetoric, extreme routines, or narrow body composition goals. Compared with general habit books, it is more specifically tied to movement, longevity, strength, mobility, and the realities of physical training. The self-test, 4-week plan, and adaptable exercise blueprint make the material actionable without pretending that one program fits everyone. Its realistic positioning is as a bridge book. It connects why exercise matters, why people resist it, and how they can begin building a routine that is varied, enjoyable, and sustainable. That combination is what differentiates it within the crowded motivation and fitness category. If you would like to support Jordan D. Metzl MD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.